Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yesterday we had Eliot Spitzer on the show, as many of you heard, as he re-entered politics, running for New York City comptroller. Now we welcome his opponent in that race, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, his opponent for the Democratic nomination, that is. He had been considered a shoo-in for the Democratic nomination. In fact, he was running unopposed until Spitzer jumped in on Sunday night. Borough President, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be on the show, as always.
And we weren't even going to do a candidate interview with you until after the primary, as you know, because it wasn't a contested race. So how shocked are you? Did you see the Spitzer candidacy as a possibility all along?
So I, as you know, we reached out to you during our – once I announced, because I continued to campaign and build this extraordinary coalition of supporters, and I have gone to community meetings and neighborhoods in all five boroughs. Obviously, we always anticipated that there would be a Democratic primary for an open office of controller. We had always had a sense that Eliot Spitzer rumors had been out there. We also knew that Anthony Weiner had taken a poll to see if he would stack up against me in a race. So I was not surprised that we would have a competitive election. And I think that's good for the public. You should always have a contest. Elections are about integrity because people want to know who's going to have their back, who can they trust to watch out for them. And this is what I'm trying to project as a candidate.
So you're saying integrity, you're saying trust. If he beats you, it might be that the Democratic voters think, yeah, Eliot Spitzer, baggage, temper, risky behavior, but he was the sheriff of Wall Street and a force to be reckoned with when he gets into progressive causes, and he's been governor and attorney general, so maybe he's just the bigger, better fish to have on my side. What would you say to someone out there who might be thinking that kind of thing right now?
Listen, I think the job of controller has never been more important. In my travels around the city, people are struggling every day to pay the rent, to pay the mortgage. There's a lot of suffering for folks. Parents are worried about the education system. Seniors are worried about their benefits. And this job is about fighting for people. That's what I've done in my 20 years of public service. I've was a reformer in Albany. I chaired the Oversight and Investigation Committee. I held people accountable. I actually was the one working with a progressive coalition of elected officials that ended empty seat voting, the last reform of Albany that we've seen in a long time. When I became borough president, we built out a policy unit that issued 50 investigative reports. We took on the fight for NYCHA tenants to restore elevator service. We worked to blow the whistle on outside consultants of the Department of Education. Our policy unit did the kind of audits and investigations that prepared me for this job. But I didn't stop there. We built a land use unit where we were able to get real concessions on development for the people of the borough of Manhattan. And finally, as a fiduciary on the NYCHA's pension fund, I worked every day to make sure that we had an investment strategy that would grow the pension fund and work on issues of corporate governance in a responsible way, always through the lens of being a fiduciary that watches out for the bottom line.
Corporate governance. And Wall Street, of course, hates Eliot Spitzer, and there was already talk of maybe a new super PAC to stop him and a Citizens United-style independent advertising campaign funded by the finance industry leaders, because Spitzer is out there talking about corporate governance and using the clout of the pension funds, which the controller manages, toward that end. Has anyone approached you yet, or have you approached anyone in banking, insurance, or real estate about new campaign donations in light of his entry?
So Eliot Spitzer talks about championing campaign finance reform and is not participating in the campaign finance program. He's trying to buy this election with personal wealth. It certainly is his right to do that. Citizens United has put leveling the playing field nationally in doubt. As somebody who has worked with John Liu and supports Tom DiNapoli's efforts to hold corporations accountable on campaign finance.
He's the state controller.
State controller, and he presides over the Common Fund. I will tell you that the best person to elect to do this kind of work is the person who is playing by the rules, who's in the public finance system. You can't buy this controller's race. The voters in New York are too smart. So this is not about super PACs or whatever. I think we have to get over this. This is about making sure we have a fair election.
But these are two separate questions. And right. let me unpack
so,
them.
Let me answer the second part of that, if I may.
So the first and I'm going to play a clip of Spitzer where he actually seems to insult the campaign finance system. But my question to you was, are you going to capitalize on how much Wall Street hates Spitzer by taking more campaign donations from them? And if so, would that compromise you with respect to being that kind of activist pension fund manager?
I have thousands of campaign contributors. I am not reaching out to the people that Eliot Spitzer made enemies with and vice versa. That is not my game. I'm going to have an adequate amount of money to spend, an appropriate amount of money. I'm going to receive matching funds because of my small donations I've collected over the years. So I don't need to go to anybody for this campaign. I have always been unbossed and unbought. I have real integrity. I believe in the campaign finance system. I've never run a city race without participating. He would be the only candidate, I think, that isn't going to participate, which, you know, on the Democratic side, which would cause great, I think, issues when we're trying to get fair elections and campaign finance reform in Albany. I want to very much ensure the integrity of the election system.
But you're a progressive Democrat, too. Do you want Wall Street on your side? Or do you want to compete with Spitzer for who's going to be the tougher activist shareholder as manager of the pension funds?
So my view of this job is threefold. You have to be somebody who can work collaboratively with the mayor because you have to support the city's four-year financial plan. You have to go to the rating agencies, S&P, Fitch, et cetera, to fight for our city because we have to protect our AA bond rating. So there's a role to be collaborative with the new mayor, to have the skill set to work with the new mayor. And then on the other side, at the same time, you have to be fiercely independent. You have to take on city agencies, take on City Hall. That's what I've been doing as borough president for the last 7-8 years. And that is a skill set I bring to this office. In terms of corporate governance, here's what I think. As the chief fiscal officer, someone who sits as a trustee on 4 of the 5 boards, you have to first and foremost act in the best interests of the 650,000 people who contribute and rely on that pension fund. We have to protect the financial and retirement security of those individuals. So as a fiduciary, you have to ensure that the fund at all times is investing to grow the fund. And I would advocate we have to put in better risk management in this fund to protect us from the wild downturns of Wall Street. One way to do that is to use the institutional investment of this fund, the 6th largest in the United States, 14th largest in the world, to continue a great tradition of this city, which is to get involved in corporate governance issues.
So let's take one example, because on the show yesterday, Spitzer
But I want to make it clear. You get involved in those corporate governance issues the way DiNapoli and John Liu have. I would continue that. Uh-huh. But again, you have to be responsible. It's not your money. You have to protect the money as a fiduciary. And that takes going out and hiring a chief investment officer, building out the Bureau of Asset Management because we've got to lower the fees. We're paying $400 million in fees to managers and consultants. I want to change that because if we save money on the fees, we can put more cops on the street, more teachers in the school, and that's a goal of mine.
So to take a headline issue, Spitzer said on the program yesterday that he would use the pension fund's clout to work against Jamie Dimon, remaining both chairman and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, which was just before the shareholders. It's not in the shareholders' interest, he says, to have Dimon or any single person in that position. Do you agree? And would you use the fund in the same way that he described?
We're doing that now. I sit on the NYSERS fund, $44 billion fund. I've been a trustee for 7.5 years. I will try to let viewers know that I've worked with the trustees on NYSERS to support a resolution that would separate out the Chase chairman CEO position so there's more accountability. I've been doing this kind of work for the last few years, so this is not a new issue. We tackled this at NYSERS with our controller, and there is a great history.
And again, remind people what NYSERS stands for.
The New York retirement system that I serve on. That's one of the boards. So we've been doing this. So he didn't invent this issue. We've been working on this issue, and I will certainly brief him.
Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, who was, well, technically is still the sole Democratic candidate in the primary for New York City Comptroller. If Eliot Spitzer gets the required number of signatures by Thursday, then it'll be the two of them running in a primary. Now, let me get back to what you raised. Spitzer, wealthy enough to finance his own campaign, and he's not participating in the system, the campaign finance matching system, which rewards small donations. And I read him the statement yesterday that you released Sunday night saying he would be using his family's fortune to seek personal redemption, and raising your concern in that statement about his not participating in the campaign finance program. Here was his short response.
Well, look, I'm not going to respond to a kind of a petulant comment by Scott. The reality is that we're going to end up spending probably about the same amount of money. He'll be spending your money. I'll be spending my own money. That's all.
He'll be spending your money. I'll be spending my own money. That's all. In other words, he took a shot at the public financing system there. He makes his way sound cleaner. You want to respond to that?
Listen, he has funded his campaigns through his own personal fortune. He has not, that's up to him. I'm going to do it the right way. And again, this is not about Eliot or I. This is about who is going to work in the streets, in the communities, fighting for working people. This is not a campaign that's me, myself, and I. This is not about us. This is about who's the candidate that every day is going to wake up and actually work for our constituents, not just in Manhattan as borough president, but the people in Coney Island and Staten Island who have to rebuild. There's going to be billions of dollars coming from the federal government. Who's going to watch out for that money? Who's going to make sure that we hold every dollar accountable? If you look at the kind of people I attract to government, reformers who watch the bottom line, who are not afraid to stand up, that's the kind of controller you need. But I will tell you this. When you look at how to manage a pension fund with 58 trustees, you can't just walk in and steamroll the board. You have to build coalition. The reason I was successful bringing reform in Albany and ending empty seat voting is because I didn't do it like the Lone Ranger. I worked with my progressive colleagues. I worked with the Brennan Center. I worked with the leadership so that we can bring lasting reform. Now, obviously, we didn't get what we wanted in Albany, but I'm going to take that same skill set, collaboration, bringing the different funds together to lower management fees, to save money for the public. And that strategy is something that I'm going to do, that I think I will be effective at.
One thing about saving money for the public, you have the big union endorsements, and they seem to be quickly reaffirming their support from you and for you and their opposition to Spitzer. Is that a good thing for the voters, or does it present a conflict of interest? The public employee unions have substantial vested interest in how you audit the city's finances and what you say about how money is being spent on their contracts. Do we want their hooks in the city controller like that?
You want somebody who is unbought, unbossed, and will look at every issue on the merits. That's true with the people who are supporting me in labor. That's true with any endorsements I may receive. But look at the totality of people supporting me. We have the most diverse coalition. People of all different backgrounds, faith and religion, people who believe very much that whoever the next mayor is, we need a strong, rational, mature controller.
Can you name any issues on which you differ from the public employee
units? Well, I think part of what I want to talk about with the trustees is I do think we have to get these different funds working together, police, fire, NYSERS, teachers, so that we work collaboratively on how we can get out from under some of the RFP issues to streamline our investments quicker, to lower management fees. Right now, we are giving too much of our money away, and we have to build out the Asset Management Bureau to ensure that we can lower these fees. That's going to be a tough lift for people who have been part of the system for a long time. But I have a good skill set. I can work with labor. I can work with people in finance. I can work with the next mayor because ultimately, you got to get things done.
We're almost out of time. Are you endorsing for mayor? Spitzer said he's staying out of it.
Haven't decided yet.
60-second soapbox. Whatever you want to say to the voters of New York before you go. That's how we ended with Eliot Spitzer yesterday. That's how we'll end with you today.
Look, first of all, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. I do think competitive elections make this democracy better. I am proud to be in the campaign finance program, but I hope to reimagine this office. There's 18 bureaus there, 720 employees. The physical plant looks like something out of an episode of Mad Men. We have to go in there and figure out how to empower the people who work in that office. We have to look at technology, because you can't be a generation behind in terms of technology and not think and think that you can compete with city agencies and the new mayor. I will tell you, we have to think about the economy, and that's a role for the controller. You know, I have thought about the high-tech economy, how it can work for the middle class. I've thought about how we can think about New York City small businesses as they seek to export around the country and around the globe. This is an issue that I've put forth position papers. I will be releasing more of my reform agenda. I asked people to take a look at the New York Times editorial. They've called me capable in this job. I'm proud of that. And I'm going to be in the streets with folks who very much want to see change come January 2014.
Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, running for New York City Comptroller. And as you well know, you and Mr. Spitzer, assuming he gets in officially, will be debating on WNYC and New York One in mid-August. I'm a questioner in that debate, so I will see you then, and we'll keep talking.
I'll send you some questions.
I'll ask all the questions you send me. That's a guarantee. You can write
Fair
it down.
Enough.
Yes. Mr. Spitzer, why are you so bad? Mr. Stringer, why are you so good? Was that the first question?
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah. All right.
We'll both send questions.
Thank you. We'll take Elliot Spitzer's questions, too.
Yes,
all right.
Enough.
Thanks a lot. We'll
Thank
talk.
You.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.